Hey, it's Nwedili Kadir from the Atomless. Us and the folks at No Quest for the Wicked have teamed up for this very special preview of Starfinder 2nd Edition, led by Paizo's own Jenny Jarzabski. In this event, we'll be using the new rules as they currently exist in the latest build, before its public preview. As such, the rules we're using may change by the time they get into your hands, but until then, we're excited to show off what we can and hear your thoughts too. Make sure to tune into both episodes, one on No Quest and one on the Atomless, and tell us your thoughts in our socials. With that out of the way, let's blast off into space.
Hello, I'm Jenny Jarzabski, senior developer at Paizo, working on Starfinder. And today I've got a preview for you of what my team's been working on for Starfinder 2nd Edition. Just as a reminder, my pronouns are she, her, or zizem. But today I'm not alone in this endeavor. I am joined by an awesome cast of folks who I will allow to introduce themselves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nwedili Kadir. You might have just heard my voice. My pronouns are he, him. I go by @werewolffeels all over the interwebs. I'm a tabletop writer, consultant, all sorts of stuff. And I also perform as an Afriti envoy on The Atomless, another Starfinder podcast that'll be hosting the second half of this. Nice to meet y'all.
Hi, guys. I'm Niall Spain. I play Cody, the android soldier over on No Quest for the Wicked. Blast to be here. My pronouns are he, him. And I write stories sometimes.
Hey, everybody. I'm Andre. My pronouns are he, they. I am a TTRPG illustrator, player, game designer, and a creator. You can find me at Andre Vera Art and at my website, AndreVera.art, where you can see my illustration portfolio, the games I've designed, the actual plays I've been in, and a few podcasts, including The Atomless, where I play Theriac, Dr. Theriac, the Raxlite biohacker, in our Starfinder 1E long-form campaign.
Hello, my name is Dane Miller. I am the game master of the Starfinder podcast, No Quest for the Wicked. My pronouns are he, him, and you can find me on social media at the Daniac or just at Daniac.
Hello, beautiful, wonderful people. Hey, how's it all going? My name is Matt. I'm Captain Krell on all things. My pronouns are they, he. I have a max level account in they, but I also have a pretty good sub account of he, so you can use whatever. I am the GM of the Atomless, which is a little Starfinder show. Yes, that's it. I'm good. I'm excited. I'm gonna roll some dice.
Heck yeah, that's why we're here. We're here to roll some digital dice together. I'm super excited to be here with a group of other storytellers and just all around awesome humans. Now that you've met the human sides of these folks though, we're gonna tell you a little story and we're gonna get into character. So all of you, my dear cast, are adventurers traveling to the Sandite Collective on a mission for the Starfinder Society. You've all worked together before and easily settled into your familiar roles on the ATEC shuttle rented to you for this mission. You've been traveling through the hyperspace dimension called the Drift together for several days now. We're about to take a moment for you to introduce your characters and tell us a little more about yourselves and what you've been doing on this trip through the swirling, colorful dimension called the Drift.
I suppose I should go first. My name is Isif. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm an operative. What have I been doing during this trip? Not important. You don't need to know.
We see a close cut to Isif's just kind of blank face as they look out over the pilot's console where they've no doubt been sitting for much of this trip.
It's been dead silent.
So you see Day making sure that their ears are nice and perky, no stray fur out of the way, like combing their whiskers into perfect shape and putting on these round glasses that like reflect the light perfectly. And then they toss a camera over to their friend Knight and they beam suddenly. What up, Day Nation? It's daybreak. And you know what that means. It's another adventure. So we're here on the shuttle. We've been tasked to go out and examine this mining colony and we should be arriving anytime soon. So let me just take you out the shuttle. And I like motion to cut to Knight.
The person who's currently holding the camera looks exactly like Day if Day was very sad, and puts down the camera and does like a very perky little thumbs up, much like how Day, I'm just, because Day is spelt D-A-E. I imagine Knight is spelled exactly the same, but it's a Y instead of an I, just so we have, like, it's pronounced the same, but with
N-Y-T-E. Yeah,
100% imagine there was a Y there. We're on the same wavelength here. I love it. Do I need another take? That was good?
That was really good. You nailed it once again. Absolutely.
Chick, we need you on camera. And I'm going to go through the ship trying to find them.
We'll follow like a documentary crew.
The little camera drone, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop, follows you.
Chick is literally right beside you. He's just hiding in the shadows. Chick is a Shirin, which is a bug-like sort of species. His pronouns are he, him. He's going through, he traveled around with his father, who was a previous iconic, and is now sort of going through his, I don't want to say rebellious stage, but he's going through his like emotional, creative, finding his own way. However, he has attached to Zan Shilin. So he is kind of going through like his emo phase. He's all about sort of like the darkness, all about shadows. But he does have a sunny disposition. So it's kind of a constant struggle between the two of his, the nature of his psychic powers, but also just like wanting to be, you know, who he is. And as you guys are looking for him, he just appears behind and he just says, "Hello, best friends." And he like wraps his arms around you guys.
Amazing. And I look at Knight because they haven't started filming yet.
Yeah, all right, boss. Walks, then picks the camera up. He's like, "Okay, all right. No, you're both in the shot.
Can we take that again, Chick?
Yeah, Chick, if you could walk just slightly far back and then throw your arms around Day like you just did with all that love and affection.
Sure. Okay.
At that point, Navasi comes in and just like fully like kind of pushes Knight's camera down. Is like, "Hold on a second. I think you guys are forgetting something pretty important." As she's kind of like twirling a little tape in her hands that should be in the camera.
Knight, we've talked about this.
I thought I got it. I thought I got it this time. I could have sworn that you know, I had backups. Checks the camera and it's like there's nothing in their bags. They don't even have like spare batteries or anything in. Like, I must have left it. I'm so sorry. It won't be happening again.
Hey, don't sweat it. All right, look, and just kind of like chucks it in your direction, Knight. Just make sure you're stocked up next time. All right.
Day looks down at like a chest mounted like mini camera and it's like, "Knight, if I hadn't gotten that on tape, I'd be so angry right now." And I pull the tape camera around. I'm like, "So that's going to be a third count added to Knight forgetting the tape, guys. Keep placing those bets on our Datreon. I'll be back."
It still boggles my mind why you guys record analog when pretty much everything is digital.
It's about the grain. You can't replicate the grain. It's about the grain.
It is about the grain.
Back in the cockpit, Isif, you, the ship's automated sensors ping to let you know that you're approaching the drift beacon. Make me a piloting check, please.
Absolutely. I rolled a 14.
A 14. All right. Luckily, so you get a bit distracted as you maneuver the ship. Luckily, the ship's computer has some assistance that is able to compensate for that. The swirling colors of the drift intensify as your vessel glides toward a three-pronged anchor. The object shimmers with light as it parts the roiling tides of the planar flow around it, clearing a path for your ship. You lock onto the drift beacon and set a course out of the drift, emerging into space. Chunks of ice and rock float through the void around you. Some are the size of pebbles and others are as large as buildings or even moons. You know, Isif, that this part of your journey requires you to follow a precarious route through a minor asteroid belt on the edge of Zandite space, where corporations mine for adamantine and other star metals.
I turn on the intercom. "We are descending. Please stow all loose items on the way down."
Knight, could you make sure you stow that tape in the camera?
Yeah. I'll stow the tape, absolutely. Knight goes, like, into the closet and closes the door, as the closet has, like, a small seatbelt that they have, since they're the double. This ship fits four people, but since they are the fifth, they have to hide themselves there. But whilst they do, they, like, slot the tape into the camera and close it, and then they click record, and they're like, "What's up, gang? It's Knight mode." Today, I'll be filming some behind the scenes of what it's like to go around and travel with Day and the Starfinder team. But I'll be back with some more footage. Stay spooky.
Ding. There's the intercom activates again. Please note by this time you should all have your seatbelts attached. All loose items should be stowed away, and there is no filming while we descend. Thank you.
I like pretend to click off my camera and I wink at Navasi.
Navasi gives like a very sly wink back as she actually like heads back into the captain's pit to join ISEF and sits down at like the co-pilot chair.
Absolutely. Navasi can either make me a computer's check if she wants to operate the sensors and scan like the asteroids to help triangulate a route, or she can just make a piloting check to represent assisting ISEF with piloting the vessel down.
We'll totally also just make another piloting check.
Great. Go ahead and roll.
They're
it.
The same. They're the same. So
beauty.
Just whatever you're feeling.
That's a 22.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. All right. Your cool-headed advice gets you, and your knowledge of piloting gets you through the asteroid field, cutting a clear path toward the floating planetoid of dense gray rock, where a signal is emanating from that you've been sent to investigate, and you safely land the shuttle with your combined efforts.
I wasn't worried, but I was a little bit worried, if I'm being honest.
There's pretty big chunks of ice out there, you know. They're slippery. I get it.
I also feel like I didn't do as good as I normally would have. Probably because there's just so much. How do you handle it? All of them talking at each other at all times. It's a lot.
In one ear, out the other. Just kind of keep the important bits in the middle. It's not too much.
I burst into the cockpit. I like push the two of them aside so like my chest camera can see. I'm like, oh, we've landed. Everybody take it in. This is dense gray rock, Spacebook. Look at it. Barren. A mining colony, but it's so quiet. Too quiet.
Regular David Attenborough.
And as if to illustrate that point, it is very quiet. There is no atmosphere on this dense gray planetoid. You know, of course, that all of your suits have environmental protections that contain hours of breathable air, so you shouldn't be too worried to explore. And you know that the distress signal is coming from a registered mining site on the surface, a short walk away.
As we're all sort of getting ready to head out, I say, all right, team, huddle up. And I just stand like completely like just still. And my shadow reaches out to your shadows and huddles them, despite that we're not really doing anything. And I'm going to be adding you all to my vitality network. Which is a new mystic thing in 2E, which is just kind of like a healing pool that I can share and distribute at will as long as I have the points in it.
That's cool.
So you are all part of my bonded vitality network now.
Hell yeah.
Other perks of being part of a mystic's bonded network is that means you share a bond of companionship and you've spent time bonding, getting to know the mystic and the other folks that you're traveling with. So it's a nice little friendship camaraderie moment. But there are other benefits. As he mentioned, Chick-Chick will be able to transfer healing into you through the Vitality Network. You also have something called a group chat, which is kind of your psychic conversation that you can have with one another. So even bypassing the need for comm units, I'm sure Chick-Chick has some wonderful dark poetry and song lyrics to share with you through the group chat as well. Luckily for you.
Yeah, when you join in on the network, all you can hear is just sort of like my musings of what I was thinking about when we were flying through. And it's just like, I wonder what it would feel like if one of those cold, dark ice crystals were to pierce all of our hearts.
It's really unsettling, to be honest. I've had it happen before. For a split second, you think, I'll live. And then you just stop.
Nice.
Guys, when you say weird stuff like this, can you just make sure to say that loud so we can get on camera? Because this is gold and we're missing it.
We should keep quiet. This place could be, well, we don't know what's here yet.
Oh, it's fine, I'm sure. It's just a routine, right? Like, somebody pressed the wrong button. Happens all the time. Betcha. And I turn the camera. I'm like, that's my bet for today. Put yours in the chat.
Are you live? You can't be Always. Live, right?
That's... I mean, no. I wink at Navasi again.
Wink.
She says, just keep the camera rolling in case we get some action shots. You know those are the blockbusters, right?
Right. That one of you shooting the gun right through the little hole in the wall? still going viral.
They love a trick shot. What can I say?
It's moments like this that I miss Altronus.
Look, you'll go viral one day too. We'll get there.
No, if I go viral, bad things will happen. No going viral for me.
Okay, sure. Wink.
You keep doing that like you don't think I know what it means. I have eyes. I know what a wink is.
Sure you do. Wink. Should we get Knight out of his closet? Does he know we've landed?
Hey guys, I don't know how to open this from the inside. Can someone come give me a hand, please?
Oh, yeah, let me go grab the other one.
No. If you do it for them, they'll never learn. Knight, there is a handle on the inside. Now reach out your right paw and go downward until you find the handle.
There was a handle, but they took it away because they said it gave me too much independence. So I'm going to need someone to open from the outside, please.
I'm coming, friend. And Chick just runs down the thing and opens it up.
A bunch of coats and bags fall out of the wardrobe.
Once you're out, I'm going to add you to my vitality network as well. My shadow tries to help your shadow up.
I'm going to roll a performance check to create a diversion so I can slip the handle like into someone's coat nearby without anyone noticing. I'm like, what?
Okay, go ahead and roll that.
I wouldn't take the handle from inside the door. Okay. That's an 18.
You can put it in Knight's pocket so easy.
Yeah.
We cut to like B-roll of Day later just being like, it totally was me. I slid it in, no problem. it's a reality TV show.
A confessional, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like spin absolutely into the middle of everybody and like hold my hands out like, me? You think I did this? And as I'm like hands are like coming in and out, I slip it from my coat and try to put it into Knight's pocket. That's an 18.
An 18. Yeah, that should be enough unless anyone is paying a special attention and wary of you. But from folks' attitudes, it doesn't seem like that's the case.
Oh, that's just one above my perception. You're so lucky.
Later, we see a cut that comes back in and zooms in on this moment, freeze framing it so that you can see Day, you know, slipping it into Knight's pocket. It's like, this was the moment.
It stops and text just comes across someone, got him. And it's slowly going viral right
He's
now.
It's like an NFL style, like circling of the of the handle and like the route it took to get there.
And I'm just looking at the camera winking. Right. Well, now that that's settled, shall we? We need to keep moving. The comments are getting a little stale.
Yeah. And I put the tape in now. So the camera should be,
tape. I reach over. Okay.
While this is happening, can I leave and just scout ahead for, you know, signs of life?
Absolutely. So, Isif, I assume at this point you're kind of slowly getting on the road, so to speak. There's no road. It's just a rocky trail that you're following. And you go ahead of the group, Isif. Absolutely. That sounds like you want to make a perception check.
I do. I'd love to.
Perfect. Go ahead and roll that for me.
21.
All right. So as you move ahead of the group, bickering and figuring out their equipment and their recording and chatting as they do, you scout forward and are able to notice a dig site descending into the gray rock. You see several tiers descending down into a very deep pit in the center. It looks like it's been cut by advanced mining tools. You see the silhouettes of cranes and vehicles rising above the gray rock as you approach the mining site.
Chick, make sure to pass this to the others. This place so far seems abandoned, but there's, well, a long way down. I'm assuming that if we're going to find anything, it's probably down there.
I just stare into the darkness of the pit and I just say, yes, into the void.
Well, first you'd have to come to the pit. I'm transmitting the image through my head, but you'd have to... Wait, have you been following me this entire time?
I put my hand on your shoulder. I'm right behind you.
Chick, what did I say about following me like this without telling me first?
Do it quietly.
You got a point.
You hear through the mental connection, that's so good. This is gold. And I'm in the back just like...
I'm going to take a look and see that Day is currently filming Isif, and I'm going to cast Invisibility on Isif, because I know that they don't want to be filmed.
I don't.
Oh, nice. Very good.
And also, they're our scout, and I want them to be able to scout with impunity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
As they disappear, I'm just like, boo, you're no fun. I'm going to enter Graviton mode, though, as we step off the ship. And just, you see, like, this kind of weird, like, almost like blue emanation coming from me as I'm just exploratory Graviton.
I'd also like to do a perception check while I'm out here with Isif.
Absolutely.
That is actually not too bad. That is a 26.
So, yes, you don't see anything else beyond what I described. You're kind of approaching cautiously, looking around. Is anyone else being particularly stealthy or watchful as they approach this mining site? Sounds like Day and Night are basically just concerned about getting the best best shots possible.
Yeah, I'm definitely too focused on them to be...
What about Navasi? What is she
Navasi
doing?
Is definitely did a quick check-in with Day and Night and then, like, snuck around, I think, in an opposite direction from Chick-Chick and...
Isif,
thank you. Yes. I'm going to roll for stealth.
Okay, go ahead.
Gang, that's a real hot 11.
Ooh, love it. Day and Night, why don't y'all roll me like a perform check or something to represent your videography and whatnot that's going on?
Also, as soon as Day attunes to Graviton, Night like automatically goes photon without like any input on their behalf. They just do exactly what the opposite of Day is doing.
I got a 10 performance. I'm completely thrown by like Isif going invisible and ruining my shot.
A 10. Okay.
I got a 20, but it's exclusively filming Day.
Okay. 20, but you're only going to notice anything if it comes into that shot. Got it. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
It's a really great shot of Day, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Okay.
I feel like your photon mode, it casts really nice warm light that makes my fur look really good.
Oh, it looks killer. It looks so sick, yeah. You're permanently in magic hour is what's happening, yeah.
And then as you guys are like focusing on your shot, all you hear is, ow! as Navasi fully just like trips on like a steel beam on like the construction site and like tumbles down a little bit into the actual like work zone.
The hollow ringing sound seems to echo over the silent ground of this mining site. Also, Day and Night, please tell me that your solar manifestations aren't just something you use to get the best lighting in your videos. Please tell me that's not what you use your powers of stellar
channeling
for.
I fully don't think that Night understands how to control the like stellar attunements. It is purely as when Day does it, Night does it automatically. So they don't really know how it works either.
Excellent. Yeah. It's just an intuitive
thing. It does make Day look really good in this shot.
That's exactly why I'm in Graviton, baby.
Yeah, I am a carbon copy.
All right, so as you approach, Chick-Chick, you're casting your gaze forward to the darkness within this deep, deep chasm in the stone. Isif is cautiously exploring forward, eyes darting back and forth as they scan the environment. Day and Night are positioning for the best footage of all of these things, as Navasi also skillfully comes in to scout for the group, but trips and stubs her toe. As all of this is happening, Isif, you are the first to notice the sign of movement far across the pit at the far side atop one of the cranes standing there abandoned. As someone stands up from where they must have been crouched or lying down behind this massive metal tool chest atop the crane, stand up, and all you see is the flash as a muzzle of a gun points at you, the sights glint in the light, and they take a shot.
I'm invisible.
Oh, that's right. You are invisible. So you know what?
Chick-Chick would be the one who's like at the front, really.
Yeah, Chick-Chick and then, of course, Navasi. Navasi, are you kind of off? You said you're kind of moving off there to the, I think, northeast.
I was kind of like flanking a little bit.
So Navasi is scouting, skirting around the northeastern side of this pit, kind of going far as Chick-Chick and Isif approach, crouching behind a truck to check out this metal walkway leading into the pit. They're kind of in the on the west side. When this shot rings out through the air, Chick-Chick, does a 23 hit your AC?
I'm gonna guess yes, but let me just double check.
It may not. It does.
It definitely does. Yeah.
Excellent.
Not my boy.
All right. Well, you'll get to experience the feeling of first blood here. To take 8 points of piercing damage as a projectile slams into you. This person stands, immediately hits the deck. You hear a clang as they just drop back into cover after having fired. And strangely enough, immediately, Chick-Chick, it is your turn to follow up.
Fantastic. I'm going to, knowing that this idiot's watching me, I'm going to use two actions to cast Figment on the, is there like an elevator or something in the pit? Like, is there a way to get down there?
Yes, you actually see that there are two elevators. One is, looks like a personnel elevator, large enough for maybe one or two people to ride down on the lift. The other is quite a bit larger. It looks like it could hold containers and mine carts. And you see both of those are kind of stuck. They're both stalled in the up position right now at the top of the chasm.
Well, in that case, I won't do that. I'm going to run up. He knows where I am. There's no point trying to be coy. I'm going to run along the metal grating so that I can get a good look at him. And I lock eyes with him. And I pull out my pain glaive, which is my sort of like bonded weapon. It looks like it's pretty much an axe. But the like blade of it looks more like a buzzsaw. It's like this serrated axe. And I hand it out to my shadow and it floats in front of me. And then it buries itself in my chest. And I'm going to use Share Pain.
Whoa.
All right.
And he's going to have to give me a will save, please.
That is a 25.
Okay. So he succeeds.
Okay.
So he'll be taking half damage of 3d12. So he's going to take 9 points of mental damage. And you'll see Chick-Chick doesn't actually get hurt from this.
Okay.
Can Navasi use an envoy improvisation called Get 'em? As a move action, Navasi selects one foe within 60 feet that she can see or hear and that can see or hear her. Navasi and her allies gain +1 morale bonus to attack rolls against that foe until the end of her next turn.
Yes. So on her turn, she will definitely be able to. Luckily, at this point, combat just kind of sprung up and we're just going in initiative order. For those playing along at home, you notice I didn't ask to roll for initiative. In Pathfinder 2 and also in Starfinder 2, initiative rolls are not just one value, but it might be, you might roll different skills for initiative, such as if you're being particularly watchful, you likely roll perception. If you're trying to be sneaky, you'd roll stealth and so on. And so what I allowed everyone to do is kind of describe their approach and whatever role you used for that approach is what I put into the initiative order. So Navasi will be able to use actions on her turn in just a moment. So for now, we have Chick-Chick casting this spell. Though he's crouched down behind the chest, you can tell that some of this has found him. As you look into his eyes, you feel resistance from like this hardened person who spent time killing others for profit and who maybe has hardened their own heart against others' suffering. But just for a minute, you feel like this pain you shared with them trickled through their defenses, and you kind of see them cringe and like grab at their head as they like experience this sensation flooding through them from your spell. I believe that was two actions, Chick-Chick, and you moved as well. That's
and I
right.
moved as well, so, yeah, that's all three.
Yes, so that is all three actions. Now, Isif's turn is next. However, I think Navasi, what Navasi was trying to ask is if Isif maybe wanted to delay to let Navasi come in. Is that what you were, you meant, Andre? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's up to, obviously that is up to y'all, but that is an option. You can delay action and let Navasi give some guidance.
Sure. I can take a step back.
Navasi is going to switch from like that very like lax, cool-headed kind of part, like fellow crew member kind of like energy to like very business mode very quickly. As she like darts forward and says, everybody eyes up. We've got someone with a long range weapon on top of one of the cranes. Keep an eye out. And is going to provide the envoy improvisation of get 'em. So everyone gains plus one to all attack rolls against this particular gun person.
Awesome. And Navasi, I believe that you can also lead by example if you'd like to take a shot at this person and give them even more benefits.
Gladly will. Is going to take her tactical semi-auto pistol and go ahead and
pew pew. You've got to say pew pew.
The pew pew did not help.
Oh no.
It's like a 13.
Okay. So far what we have, the way the rules are currently written, the way we've been playtesting it, is that even if you just attempt, that you're still leading by example. So though you did not deal any damage, all of you will deal 1 point extra damage to any hits against this particular person for until Navasi's next turn.
Nice. Cool.
You've got a priority target. And I believe that was Navasi's turn.
Yes.
Okay. Isif, if you'd like to jump back into the sudden battle.
Would love to. The first thing I'm going to do is take a knee and aim. Aiming in Starfinder means that I'm designating it as my mark, obviously. There's only one thing we can attack right now, or at least that's the one thing I see. And until the end of my turn, my range strikes against my mark using this sniper rifle that I've already pulled out. We'll deal an additional 1d4 precision damage and reduce the circumstance bonus to AC my mark gets from cover. And they are trying to get cover by one. And this sniper rifle has a range increment of 120 feet. So I feel like they're within the enough range for me to hit it.
For sure. You're within 90.
Yeah. The first thing I'm going to do is, after aiming, is attacking, which would require me to roll ED20. That's the second five I've gotten in a row. Great. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, no.
So I get a plus one because of the get 'em, and I get a plus 11 to hitting with the tactical assault assassin rifle because I'm actually really good at it. So I believe that 5 gets 12 added to it for a 17. Does 17 hit?
So normally it would. However, he is actually crouched behind cover and he's getting a benefit. He's getting a boost to his AC right now. So you're very close. You do have options. You can either have that just be a miss, which is, it happens, it's fine. But you also have a hero point that you can spend to get a reroll. And you could use that right now if you'd like.
I'm cool with that. What is an AC bonus to cover, by the way, if I decide to take cover myself? I mean, how much can I get?
Yeah, so for lesser cover, you would generally get a plus 2 bonus. So that might be something like, you know, if you're just near, you're kind of around a corner, just ducking in. But taking an action to take cover will give you a greater bonus. So depending on the cover you have, you might get a plus 2 bonus and you might get a plus 4 if you have greater cover. So something like the truck that you're actually standing next to, I would say that could give you greater cover if you use that action to kind of crouch down and move yourself so that most of your body is blocked from sight. If you were just out, say you were standing along the ridge at that kind of second level, I'd say maybe you could get partial cover by ducking behind a rock. It's sort of a GM player discussion piece.
Of course.
But yes, that is absolutely an option any of you have during your turns.
Could I have said this attack was actually a peek then, which is one action. I attack and then quickly duck out of the way. So
absolutely.
I am going to take cover right after this as part of this attack action. I will use that hero point, though.
Okay.
I know I can do better than that.
I believe in you.
And 18 plus 12 is 30 to hit.
Yeah, it is. It is not a crit. It could have been, because in Starfinder 2, getting 10 over their AC actually causes you to crit as well as rolling a 20 on your die. Because of that bonus to, because of his cover, oh, thank goodness he has cover. You don't crit him, but you do hit him. So please, roll me your damage, adding your precision damage for your aim.
His aim also reduces their cover bonus by 1. Does that get him the crit?
One moment. That would be a 29. Yes, actually it does. Damn.
Oh, dang.
Yes. And technicality, that is a crit. All right. So you're going to double your weapon damage, which I believe you actually, I believe your sniper rifle is a deadly weapon. So it goes up, I think, to the next die.
D12,
so yeah, so you roll 2d12s, and then you'll also roll double your d4 of precision damage, I believe, that aim adds. So you'll double both of those values for your crit.
Absolutely. I have just done so. That's 17 damage.
Ooh.
Piercing.
Ow, 17 piercing damage.
Don't forget the plus one from Navasi's lead by example.
Eat them.
That's an 18 piercing damage. Good Lord.
Yeah, he staggers and has to hold out a hand to grip the tool chest he's hiding behind as he takes this powerful shot, but he remains crouched.
Absolutely. I've done my shot. I'm taking cover again because that's covered under the peak action. So I have one more action left.
You do.
I'm going to activate my force field, which means that it takes 6 hit points and replenishes 2 hit points on my turn. So if I get hit for anything less than 6, it'll just replenish 2, which is great. And I won't take any damage at all.
Excellent. This shimmering protective field forms around Isif, protecting them from stray bullets.
Yeah.
All right. That is Isif's turn. It is now my turn.
Hello, it's Dane Miller from No Quest for the Wicked. We hope you enjoyed the first part of our special 2-part preview of Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest. Be sure to head on over and follow or subscribe to the Atomless so that you don't miss the exciting conclusion next week. To celebrate this exciting partnership, Paizo is giving all No Quest and Atomless listeners 10% off any Starfinder product on paizo.com with the code StarfinderNQA. That's capital S Starfinder, capital N, capital Q, capital A. Now through April 5th. This code cannot be used for subscriptions, pre-orders, backorders, or non-Paizo products. Tune into the Atomless next week for the thrilling finale.